Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Syrian security forces have killed more than 200 civilians, including women and children, in a massacre in the central city of Homs, according to a rights group based in Britain. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 138 of the fatalities were caused by mortar fire. Another 79 people were killed in other parts of town. Both Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya television networks showed images of dozens of bodies on the ground. The Syrian rights group said the violence broke out after thousands of people across Syria defied the government crackdown to mark the 30th anniversary of a notorious 1982 massacre in the central city of Hama that killed thousands. Meanwhile, crowds gathered outside Syrian embassies in Britain, Germany, and the United States after rights activists reported the 200 people were killed. In Cairo, a crowd of Syrians stormed their embassy, smashing furniture and setting fire to parts of the building to protest the latest bloodshed. In London, more than 100 people hurled stones at the Syrian embassy, smashing windows and shouting slogans. And in Berlin, protesters broke into the Syrian embassy Friday, causing damage to several offices and painting slogans on walls before being arrested, according to police. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Germany to attend the Munich Security Conference. She is planning to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in an effort to get Russian support for a strong U.N. resolution on Syria. The talks on the sidelines of the security conference are expected before the U.N. Security Council meets in New York for the vote. Clinton will also try to assure Europe that U.S. ties remain firm despite budget cuts, troop withdrawals, and Washington's shift in focus to Asia. German Chancellor Angela Merkel continued her three-day visit to China this Friday with a meeting with President Hu Jintao in Beijing. President Hu said her trip to China was helping to build trust and understanding between the two countries. Meanwhile, police prevented a human rights lawyer from attending a reception at the German embassy in Beijing. Mo Xiaoping had been invited to the reception, which was attended by Chancellor Merkel. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Temperatures fell to new lows in Europe, where a week-long cold snap has now claimed more than 220 lives. Forecasters are warning that the freezing weather stretching from Italy to the Baltic would continue over the weekend. The heaviest toll has been in the Ukraine, with 101 dead. The Czech Republic has seen the lowest temperature, where the mercury dropped as low as 38 degrees Celsius. In Bulgaria, parts of the River Danube froze, and officials in Italy reported that canals in Venice had started freezing over. In Estonia, a man was found dead on the street in the capital Tallinn. Latvia and Lithuania have also reported fatalities. Meanwhile, the first snows have hit Belgium, creating more than 1,100 kilometers of traffic jams. On Friday, Mark Thompson, the director general of the BBC, accused Iran of intimidating staff members of its Persian service through slander, snooping, and the arrest of their relatives in Iran. Human Rights Watch also raised concerns about the arrests. Sarah Leah Whitson, its Middle East director, warned that it was part of a wider campaign to harass Iranian journalists by putting pressure on them and their families. Iran has repeatedly jammed the broadcasts of BBC's Persian language service and other international broadcasters. The United Nations said Friday that Somalia's famine is over, but the World Body's Food and Agricultural Organization warned that continued assistance is needed to stop the region from slipping back. The World Body moved the crisis from the top step of a five-point scale to the fourth step, formally reducing it from a famine to a humanitarian emergency. However, the UN said that 2.3 million people remain in a food crisis situation in Somalia and still need assistance. And now for a quick look at German soccer. There was only one game in the Bundesliga on Friday, and Borussia Dortmund got a hard-fought 2-0 win at Nuremberg to move 3 points clear before the rest of the weekend's games. For more news and information, visit our website at dwworld.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.